While researching the jazz era, we came across a fascinating, previously unproduced script by an American theater legend, and God help us if we're gonna keep it to ourselves. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we dare to present to you the world premiere of Arthur Saxman Miller's Death of a Jazz Salesman.
Willie?
It's alright, Linda. I came back.
You brought all your instruments upstairs?
Just the sax, the trumpet, the bass, the drum kit, the trombone, and the piano. No wonder my back's killing me.
I thought you had a gig in Jersey.
A six-year-old's birthday party. They wanted the Willie Loman Septet to play for a six-year-old's birthday.
I'm sorry.
And we got bumped. The clown ran long. His stupid balloon animals. And that puppet show was interminable, Linda. Interminable.
Well, you're home now.
We tried to play as they opened gifts, but nobody wants to hear I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart when they can watch puppets beat the living crap out of each other.
Willie.
It's a disgrace.
Willie.
There's no culture left.
Willie.
It shoved a cupcake in my saxophone.
Willie!
What?
Why don't you ask your agent to book you here in town?
They got no respect, these agents, these days. If Sid Schumeister was still alive, I'd be playing Carnegie Hall tonight.
Sid was never your agent, Willie.
I know, but we had a janitor's key to the back door of Carnegie Hall. Sid would have let me in any time. Any off nights when no one was around. Do we have any heroin?
You know we don't keep that in the house anymore, dear.
All the good jazzmen are on it. A man can't even get a simple narcotic in his own house anymore. Kid shoved a cupcake in my saxophone. Linda, did I tell you that?
Dear, you're gonna wake up Biff and Happy.
It's 2 a.m. What are they doing sleeping?
Biff just got in, Willie.
In my day, we'd just be starting our second set in the club at 2 a.m. These lazy kids these days.
Biff hasn't played in a club in years, Willie. You know that. He says it's spit valve stuff.
Spit valve is stuck. Greatest trumpeter this family's ever seen, and his spit valve is stuck.
Happens to the best, dear.
He could still be big. He could play at any club in New York.
Yes, dear.
I'm gonna have a cookie. You want a cookie?
No, thank you. Watch your instruments at the top of the stairs. Are you all right, Willie?
Fine. Drumstick lodged in my nose. Go to bed, Linda.
Good night, Willie.
Hey, Happy. Was that Pop?
Falling down the stairs?
Yeah.
Probably. You know, he didn't have these inner ear problems when you were playing jazz in the city, Biff.
Oh, no, not you two.
I'm serious. What's there out west for you, Biffo? What can you get out there you can't get in New York?
Well, if you really want to know.
What is that?
It's a guitar, Happy.
Yeah, but it's all covered with rhinestones and fringe and crap.
This is how they play in Tucumcari.
Oh, no. No.
That's right, Hap.
You're not. You can't.
I'm singing country western now, Happy.
No.
The nose around my neck don't hurt like the one around my heart.
Cut it out.
And I miss Bowyer beans is the way they make me.
Will you shut it? Pop hears that, his inner ears will explode.
You don't know what it's like out west, Hap. None of this artsy-fartsy model improvisation on a 12-chord structure. Out there, there's a real world. A real world where real men lose real barns in tragic fires and lose their women in a bad hand of Pinocho. and lose their dogs in a tragic road trailer accident just at harvest time.
The appealing part's not coming through so far.
It's real, Happy. Real painful. Just because I'm blind and deaf don't mean that I am dumb.
Biff, you want real pain? You whine one more note, and I'm going to smash that guitar right over your achy, breaky head.
Boys?
Mom?
I could have sworn I heard a cat being strangled in here.
That was me, Ma, singing about simple pain in a simple way.
Huh. What do you know about pain?
Don't, Ma. He just starts singing again.
You want pain? You live with your father.
And so he falls down the stairs sometime?
Sometimes? He lugs those instruments in and out of the house every night. Every night. Man's 60 years old and he can't afford a roadie.
I sent you that $50 last Labor Day.
He used that to buy cowbells to impress Gene Krupa.
Oh, man.
$50 for cowbells?
And the doctor says if he ever tries to play a high G again, he'll burst a blood vessel in his head and it'll be curtains.
Eee, Mom, I had no idea.
You and he used to be such pals, Biff. Remember all the jam sessions you used to sit in on?
Yeah.
He paid $50 for cowbells.
What happened, Biff? You went up to see him in Boston all those years ago, and it's never been the same between you. What happened up there?
I'm sorry I ever came back. He's always worse when I come back.
I cannot believe Pop paid 50 bucks for cowbells.
Will you shut
up?
I'll leave again. Mom, you will see. He'll be fine.
He won't be fine.
What do you mean?
Last month. This is so embarrassing. Last month, I went downstairs to the basement for a can of weenies. Not the regular weenies, but those little ones. The cocktail weenies and the little sardine tins. You know, they're spicy weenies. You stick them on a toothpick. Tiny spicy weenies.
We know what you mean, Mom.
Well, I happened to notice a lump behind the water heater. I thought it was a sack of something. I picked it up. I knew your father must have left it there, and it was...
What, Mom?
Bagpipes. Your father has a set of bagpipes in the basement.
No.
That's jerk.
Attention must be paid to a jazz man who owns bagpipes, Biff. He's not well. His life is in your hands, both of you.
All right, pal, all right. I had no idea. I'll stay. I'll get some gigs with some combo. Dad can sit in with us. It will be okay.
Sure it will. I'll sit with you too. I can play cowbells like nobody's business.
Cowbells went out with Gene Krupa.
Pop?
Willie, you still got a drumstick stuck in your nostril.
Thank you, Linda.
If we're just saying how he's gonna get a gig here in the city.
No kidding.
I need a trumpet with a good spit valve.
You can use mine. It's a little bent up from all the crashes. Bell points straight up at the ceiling.
Like Dizzy Gillespie. You look like Dizzy Biff.
My cheeks don't puff like that.
You'll be big in no time, boy. Remember when you played in school?
It was just a marching band.
Just marching? Middle of the school fight song. Who burst into ooby dooby dooby booby bippity boppity boo?
Biff did.
My trumpet man.
Confused all the cheerleaders. They missed their jumps and catches. People were carried off in the field in stretchers.
My trumpet man.
Canceled the rest of the season. Hate mail and death threats for months.
And you can do it again, Biff.
Actually?
You go see Bill Oliver at the litter box.
Litter box?
New club on 42nd. Bill Oliver will remember you from band, Biff.
He'll give you an opening slot tomorrow night, the very night. You'll be huge in no time.
And Lily, you can talk to your agent Howard tomorrow about getting gigs in town.
I absolutely will, Linda. I'll tell him my son's spit valve is unstuck.
You might find another way to phrase it.
We'll blow the socks off this joint. We'll be as happy-go-lucky as Charlie Parker and Billie Holiday.
Let's celebrate, Ma. Do we still have any morphine or heroin in the house?
No.
Oh, Biffo, you'll see. What's that?
It's my guitar.
What's with the rhinestones and fringe and crap?
Actually, Dad.
Where's your trumpet, Pop? Let's get Biff on that horn.
It's so good to see the food jamming together again.
Tomorrow morning, I'm marching into Howard's office and demanding a local gig. Linda, you'll see.
Pop.
Let's make some music. I'll get what's left of the instruments from downstairs.
I'll wash off this drumstick.
Pop!
Get that mangy guitar out of the way, Biff. We got music to play. Tomorrow morning, the Loman family's gonna make those nowhere hubcaps pin the oddest cats and jelly tots to ever dig a cube.